Okay, welcome to this week's Ogden Avalanche update. JT Robinson with us here. JT, I like that your background just has skis in it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's my living room, which one bedroom, one bath.
Yeah.
That's
pretty great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've seen warmer temps. At least I'm in Ogden. I think, aren't you up in the valley there?
I am. Yeah.
So I don't know if it's warm up there as well. What's that doing to the snowpack? How are we looking out there?
It's doing its work. I've been up on the Monument Ranch a bunch and Cutler and stuff, and it's starting to settle. In the lower, it's getting pretty sticky, almost spring-like in some spots. And so with that settlement, it's kind of a twofold thing. It's settlement, but it's also like consolidating slabs too. And so with that persistent weak layer problem that we've been dealing with for a while now, if you watched Keenan's update last week, that was when it was like full on. That big storm was coming in, Black Rose Day, all that crazy stuff. And so with time and temps and a few different changing factors, those things are starting to come back into the world of reality. And now UAC is calling considerable to moderate for the Ogden Range. And we have a term we like to say called scary moderate. And even though we're not getting to that moderate yet, it's scary considerable moving towards moderate, maybe this week, depending on what happens with these temps and what it does to wake up that PDWL a little bit. We've kind of come through that big natural avalanche cycle that was the bulk of what kind of Keenan was talking about. We're not seeing as many natural things, patrol and stuff, and us at Monument are not getting as many things with explosives testing and those kind of things. So the PWL is getting what we say more stubborn, but it's still widespread and it's still possible. And then get a little bit coming in from different patrols and stuff where all of a sudden one of their bombs or something will pop and it's big and nasty. And so that's when we talk about scary moderate, or in this case maybe even scary considerable for a PWL. Let's go the other way and cover that light. Then you have less probability or likelihood of triggering an avalanche, but if you do, it's going to be big and scary and consequential.
Yeah. What's the weather outlook look like, and how will that affect the snow?
So there's little spitter stuff that's kind of been going on, not much. But the temps that we've had and the temps that seem to be coming as well, possibly, is kind of that same story. And so as things start to settle, this PWL still exists. We're kind of moving toward that scary moderate world. This is like that prime accident zone where people are kind of like starting to feel good about things. They're seeing tracks out there. Some people maybe getting away with some things and getting lucky, different things like that. And it gets harder to control the froth, you know, that you're trying. You're all fired up to ski pow now that we finally got some coverage. It's still that kind of scary moderate world, and this PWL still exists. With what's coming is a kind of that perfect spot where one of my old mentors used to say to me all the time, structure trumps results, dude. And he's basically saying, like, you still have this PWL structure and poor structure in the snowpack. It's getting more stubborn and less likely to go, but it's still there. So you have poor structure. And so you're doing your snow pits and you're getting results and you're tracking these things with all the science. It's like structure trumps results. If you're still out there and you're still finding this structure, and maybe it's showing up in a variety of ways in your snow pit tests, in his world, and something I've latched on to is like, these results can waver a little bit, you know, and maybe that helps me change my decisions a little. But if I still have this really scary PWL structure, I'm just going with that more than I am like, oh, I got an ECTP at 28 or versus a 20 or even a 15. Like, that's a pretty wide range of test results. But like, even if I'm starting to see those things get more and more stubborn, I've still got that structure. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't want to let that leave my brain, even though I'm seeing the trend and I'm getting enticed by the snow and frothing and seeing lines and stuff. The PWLs are just such a scary thing, and they're so tricky. Mm-hmm. And that's what now you see. And when you get that rare pop, like at a patrol or a guide operation like Monument with explosives or whatever, and it's big, and it's like, okay. Reminder, like I think, right. You know, the Y shoot one the other day, I saw a picture of at one point, but big, huge avalanche. And like, yeah, okay. That PWL is still there. It's being stubborn, but it's still there.
What if anything makes that finally go away?
It's time and pressure and settlement, right? And that's why we're moving. Like, we went from like natural avalanches hitting highways, like that mayhem in Black Rose last week. The entire Ogden Valley was just in shambles, from the roads to the groceries, you name it. Like, everything was like madness. So you're moving from that, and now we're getting time and pressure of that snowpack and settlement, and that layer is starting to heal in places, and that's why it's getting more stubborn. But if you find that weak spot or that thin spot or that trigger point, and it does ignite that thing, it's the big scary part, right? But we're moving in that direction. It is starting to heal, and the warmer temps is going to kind of jack up our skiing conditions, but it's going to help it start to consolidate more. But that's why they call them persistent weak layers, because they persist over time. And it just takes time. And that's the human part, where we have to control our desires and where we put ourselves into, and avoid those traps of going a little too far.
I love it. Thanks, JT. Anything else you wanted to add for this week?
Well, I mean, the temps are the name of the game coming up, and we can all like be optimistic and pray for colder weather. And like, thoughts and prayers will the cold weather to come and not be quite as warm. That'll help our skiing conditions.
Yeah.
And time and settlement stuff is all good too, but like, we all like to ski good snow too. So let's hopefully those temps don't get quite as high as they might, and stays nice and cold for us.
Sounds great. I want to remind everyone this week that Nicole Dye will be doing the B Street Speaker Series Thursday. And so would like to invite everyone out to B Street. If you can't make it, we will live stream that as well. So thanks again, JT. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Good to see you. Take care.
Good to see you. Cheers. That's this week's Ogden Avalanche Update, and we'll see you next week.